En este lugar porque servimos un gran Dios. Aleluya. Él es digno. He is worthy. Aleluya. Él es digno. Él es santo. He is worthy. He is holy. Aleluya. 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 Praise God. Glory to God, glory to God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're not standing, we ask you to stand. We're just going to pass a moment in prayer. Welcome to All Nations Sunday. Want to pray for Pastor Grant. He's Pastor Roy Grant's traveling to a district planning session. He's on the district board now, so he's meeting with the board prior to the rest of the district leaders, some of which are on the platform tonight, who will be going up there. I believe Brother Shane will be going. Brother Phil's smiling because he doesn't have to go. Praise God. So let's pray for the district planning session as well. And if you have a need tonight, how many believe that God can meet our needs in this place? Praise God. Lift up your hand as we pray and let the Holy Ghost touch you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, God. Gracias, Señor, por tu presencia en este lugar. Hallelujah. Sabemos que nos ama, pero a ti también te amamos a ti porque tú eres el Señor. Lord, we love you because you are God. We know, God, that you love us, but we love you because you first loved us. We ask, oh God, for your ministry in this place, that everyone that is in this house, everyone who hears the word of God is touched by the presence of the Holy Ghost to receive what they need. Minister tonight in signs and wonders and miracles, we pray. Release your virtue in this place. Help anyone who does not know you to know you tonight before they leave this place. Pour out your spirit upon our pastor and upon our district leaders as they gather together, oh God, to provide a plan and direction for this district and for our various ministries. Keep them safe and bless their fellowship. We ask for your blessing on the remainder of this service, that we may glorify and honor you in all that we do. And everyone said, in Jesus' name, you may be seated. Praise God. Amen. We have one announcement. Next Sunday, October 29th, is our annual family crusade in the morning and in the evening services. Praise God. There's a lot going on here at Calvary Gospel Church. And if you have never been in the children's in the family crusade services here, you just don't know what you're missing. There's a great move of God. You have the opportunity to see children and young people lead in worship, and their worship is every bit as genuine and as powerful as what you're experiencing here tonight. Amen. And I want to advise you that if you have never been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that can happen here tonight before you leave. And if you come back next week and it hasn't happened yet, it will happen next week. So praise God. So everyone is welcome at that event, and we want you to know that you will be blessed. Amen. We do have one new birth certificate. Amen. And I may not pronounce this exactly correct. This certifies that Gail Sylvain Naun received the baptism of the Holy Ghost evidenced by speaking in other tongues. We want you to come down and get your certificate. There we go. Praise God. At this time, we have a short video we want to share with you in regards to All Nations Sunday.
So Multicultural Ministries and All Nations Sunday has changed me personally. I've always had a burden for souls, but this presented an opportunity for me to get out of my comfort zone and to reach someone that didn't look like me or didn't even speak my language. It changed our mindset, not only the church, but ours.
I believe that Multicultural Ministries All Nations Sunday is the very heartbeat of God. I really, really believe that. I always have believed that. In my heart of hearts, I feel like what it's done is it has exposed the church family to what our vision truly is, with the vision that God has given us.
How is your attendance affected by All Nations Sunday?
Every year that we've done it, it's been the highest attendance service. I mean, by far. 2 years ago, we had 132 in the All Nations service, and I mean, we haven't ever had a service like that. You know, just a normal, you know, Sunday and what have you. And we do other events. You know, you got Easter and Christmas special services and whatever. And we've never gotten close to what has happened with All Nations. And that's every year. Every year it's the highest attended. When you're talking about a single service where it's happened, we've had as many as 14 receive the Holy Ghost in one All Nations Sunday. And we baptize as many as 10 in one All Nations Sunday. It's one thing that I will say is that we have seen altars filled with people repenting on All Nations Sunday. It is our biggest push and event that we have every year.
When there are so many different people that look different, that speak differently, and they're in one place, and they're worshiping together, that is impactful, and that's what God desires.
Go to allnationssunday.com.
On behalf of Multicultural Ministries, we want to thank you for watching this video today. We'd like to encourage you to do several things. One, please visit our website, allnationssunday.com, and use the link there to report the results of what happened. If you're a local pastor, you'll be receiving communication from your district multicultural ministries coordinator, who will talk to you about our All Nations Sunday offer. Please respond to them and help us support All Nations Sunday with a sacrificial offering from your local church.
Hallelujah. Multicultural Ministries is a wing or a branch of the United Pentecostal Church International. It's a department, and the gentleman that you just saw there was Brother Brock Chavis, who is now the director of Multicultural Ministries. You may remember Brother Hanscom. Donald Hanscom was the coordinator of that ministry, and he is turning over leadership to Brother Chavis. Calvary Gospel Church has been a multicultural church for as long as I can remember. It has been a vision of Pastor John Grant and now Pastor Roy Grant to have that element as part of our very identity here as long as I've been a part of Calvary Gospel Church. Praise God. So I'm grateful and thankful for that kind of leadership. All Nations Sunday is a means that we are using to encourage members of Calvary Gospel Church and Voces Unidas and African International Ministries and Revival Ridge and Rolling Prairie Outreach, all of our ministries and outreaches and all of the people of God here at Calvary Gospel Church to recognize the fact that we don't have to go to the mission field to fulfill the Great Commission, but that the mission field is coming here to our doorstep here in the United States. These flags that you see around here in the auditorium, these flags represent nations that have representatives here in our congregation at Calvary Gospel Church. This is the many different nations that are represented by members of this congregation. So right here, every time we get together, we have an All Nations Sunday. Praise God. In order to be effective in multicultural ministry, you do not have to be an expert on another culture. You don't need to necessarily learn another language. All you have to do is be full of the love of God and be willing to reach across the cultural barrier and befriend someone from another culture that doesn't perhaps look like you, as the video said, or maybe doesn't dress like you, or maybe even speaks a different language. But there's one thing that every culture and every person understands, and that's the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So what we are doing today, we'll be taking an offering here, and we want our ushers to come at this time, and we will be taking up our regular tithes and offering, and in addition, we'll be taking an offering for multicultural ministries. Some of that, the majority of that will go to headquarters, some of that will stay here in our district, and we will be using it to strengthen and enable this effort of the United Pentecostal Church and of Calvary Gospel Church to reach across cultural borders and reach all nations for Jesus' name. Praise God. Let's stand. Let's pray for our offering. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful, Lord, for your loving kindness. I'm grateful, God, that you sent someone to me, that you had someone teach me a home Bible study, that someone reached into the world that I was living in and cared enough about me to call and visit and visit me again, and finally to see me baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray today, O God, that you would place the burden of souls on our hearts, especially those that you have placed in order to reach other cultures so that we can be effective in reaching the whole world with the whole gospel. Bless this offering. Bless all who come. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're going to take a few minutes of our time. We want to welcome everyone to Calvary Gospel Church. We're glad you're with us. Gentlemen on the outside will receive the multicultural ministries offering. Those on the inside will receive tithes and offering. Greet someone in Jesus' name. We have 4 minutes and 57 seconds. God. Brother Castellano, pastors Familia en Cristo, the Spanish-speaking church in Appleton, Wisconsin. The very first time I met the Castellanos, I immediately felt a warmth that came from them. I just felt like I'd known them forever. They're great friends. They're great man and woman as individuals, but they're also great Christians and great leaders. They're an example to all of the Wisconsin district. And I consider Voces Unidas to be a sister church. Familia en Cristo is the big sister, and we're the little sister. Praise God. Brother and Sister Castellano, would you come? Hi,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. Gloria al Señor. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God, hallelujah.
No puedo dejar de alabar el nombre de
Jesús. I cannot stop praising
de Jesús.
His name.
Amen. Es fácil alabar al Señor con un pueblo como ustedes que lo aman.
It is easy to worship a God, our God, like a people like you.
Gloria a Dios, aleluya. Me gusta lo que siento en este lugar. Amen.
I love what I feel in this place.
Gloria a Dios. Dios es grande y poderoso y maravilloso.
God is good. God is great. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. No puedo predicar, pastor. Me siento todavía. Esa presencia es hermosa. Amén. Gloria a Dios. Hallelujah. Gloria al Señor.
Hallelujah. I need a moment. I can't even preach because Hallelujah. I just feel His presence.
Gloria a Dios. Dios es bueno.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Aleluya. Mientras alabábamos al Señor y lo adorábamos en ese lugar, amén.
As we were worshiping the Lord,
sentía que me movía su Espíritu Santo, amén.
His Holy Spirit just started to move.
No podía yo parar, digo, ¿qué me está pasando, amén?
I said to myself, what's going on? What's happening?
Pero lo vi en todos, amén.
But I saw it in every one of you.
Todos los que se dejan tocar por el Señor. Amén.
All of you who allow the Spirit of God just to touch you.
Aleluya. Es hermosa la presencia de Jesús.
The presence of the Lord is wonderful, beautiful.
Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Gracias, Pastor Cyro.
Thank you, Pastor Cyro.
Por darnos el privilegio de poder traer la palabra.
To giving us the privilege to come and bring the word.
De todos los pastores y ministros de Voces Unidas.
And all the pastors and ministers of Voces Unidas.
Y nuestra iglesia. Americana también, amén, nuestra iglesia.
Spanish work and Calvary Gospel.
Dios bendiga a todos ustedes.
God bless each and every one of you.
Gloria a Dios. Reciban saludos de Iglesia Pentecostal Familia en Cristo.
Receive greetings from our church Familia en Cristo.
Gloria a Dios. Pero vamos a ir a la palabra de Dios, amén.
We're going to go to the word of the God.
Segunda de Reyes capítulo 6.
Second Kings chapter 6.
Versículos del 1 al 7 en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Verses 1 through 7 in the name of Jesus Christ.
Segunda de Reyes 6, versículos del 1 al 7.
Second Kings 6, 1 through 7.
Gloria a Dios, aleluya. Así seguimos de pie por reverencia a la palabra de Dios.
We may keep standing for the reverence of the
Y vamos a leerlo en el nombre de Jesús, amén.
We're going to read it.
Dice que los hijos de los profetas dijeron a Eliseo, he aquí el lugar en que moramos contigo nos es estrecho.
And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us.
Vamos ahora al Jordán y tomemos de allí cada uno una viga y hagamos allí lugar en el que habitemos. Y él dijo, andad.
Let us go, we pray thee, into Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye.
Y dijo uno, te rogamos que vengas con tus siervos, y él respondió, yo iré.
And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go.
Se fue pues con ellos, y cuando llegaron al Jordán, cortaron la madera.
So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood.
Y aconteció que mientras uno derribaba un árbol, se le cayó el hacha en el agua y gritó diciendo, ah, Señor mío, era prestada.
So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut the wood down. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed.
El varón de Dios preguntó, ¿dónde cayó? Y él le mostró el lugar. Entonces cortó él un palo y lo echó allí. E hizo flotar el hierro.
And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it thither. And he cut down a stick and cast it thither, and the iron did swim.
Amén. Gloria a Dios. Versículo 7. Y dijo, tómalo. Y él extendió la mano y lo tomó.
Therefore said he, take it up to thee, and he put it on his hand and took it.
Aleluya. Gloria a Dios. Vamos a orar en este lugar.
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Voy a ir a la palabra. Pastor Cyro. puede orar por nosotros. Amén.
Aleluya.
Te alabamos, te glorificamos,
Jesús.
Lo que sentimos en este lugar, Señor amado.
Oh,
aleluya, es maravilloso, Señor, porque es su presencia que ha venido, Señor, a este lugar a tocar vidas, corazones, a sanar, a levantar, a restaurar, a bendecir, Señor amado, y su palabra, Señor amado, que es bendita, Señor amado, por los siglos de los siglos, Señor. Le alabamos y le glorificamos, Señor Santo, unidos, Señor, en un mismo espíritu, una mente, en un corazón, Señor. Oh, Señor amado, en el nombre de Jesús, gracias por su Espíritu Santo, Señor. Gracias por todas las cosas, Señor amado, que usted hace por su pueblo. Gracias por su palabra, Señor. Bendiga su iglesia, Padre, en el nombre de Jesús, con su palabra bendita. Amén, amén y amén. Gloria a Dios, aleluya. Tomen asiento, hermanos.
You may be seated.
Gloria a Dios.
Aleluya.
Aleluya, gloria al Señor.
Gloria a Dios, praise God, aleluya.
Esta es una historia muy interesante.
This is a very interesting story.
Que habla de un milagro increíble.
It talks about an incredible miracle.
Un profeta de Dios hace flotar un hacha.
A prophet of God is able to float an axe.
¿Cuántos milagros como eso vemos en estos días? Amén.
How many miracles do we see nowadays?
Que alguien haga flotar el hierro.
That somebody can make iron float.
Pero hermanos, más que una historia interesante,
but brothers, more than just an interesting story,
o un milagro increíble,
or an incredible miracle,
es una lección objetiva.
It is an objective lesson.
Todo comienza con unos jóvenes,
it all starts with some young people,
hijos de los profetas,
the children of the prophets.
Y bueno, pues estos jóvenes deciden construir una casa más grande.
And these young people are going to build a bigger home.
Porque la que tenían era demasiado pequeña para todos ellos.
Because the one that they had was too small for all of them.
Hasta parece que la escuela que el profeta Elías había dejado seguía creciendo.
It is believed that the school that Elisha had left, it seems it was growing and growing.
Y ahora Eliseo también estaba allí.
And now Elisha was also there. Elijah and Elisha.
Y bueno, el asunto es que estos jóvenes,
well, the state of the matter is,
estos jóvenes deciden ir al río Jordán.
That these young people decided to go to the river Jordan.
Y ellos van a cortar madera.
And they're going to go and they're going to cut some wood.
Para poder construir su casa más grande.
So they're able to construct their home bigger.
Y no pasa mucho tiempo.
And not a long time passes.
Cuando de repente,
when all of a sudden,
uno que cortaba los árboles,
the one that was in charge of cutting the trees,
vemos que se le sale el hacha del cabo y cae en el agua, en el río Jordán.
We see that the iron part of the axe falls or separates from the handle.
Y termina en el fondo del río.
And it winds up in the bottom of the river.
Y esta historia, hermanos,
and this story, brothers,
nos enseña una lección muy importante.
It teaches us a very important lesson.
Nos enseña que tenemos que cuidar,
it teaches us that we need to take care of,
lo que se nos ha prestado.
What has been loaned to us.
Dios nos ha dado tantas cosas.
God has given us so many things.
Todos esos dones.
All those gifts.
Todos esos talentos.
All those talents.
Dios nos los ha prestado.
God has borrowed them to
pero
us.
Dios quiere que los cuidemos.
But God wants us to take care of them.
A propósito, esta enseñanza se titula que no se te pierda el hacha.
The topic of this lesson is you must not lose the axe.
Entonces, hermano, la herramienta más necesaria para el trabajo se había perdido.
So the most important tool for the job is lost.
¿Cómo se iba a terminar de edificar la casa?
How are they going to be able to finish making this house?
¿Cómo se iba a cortar el resto de la madera?
How are they going to cut the rest of the wood that is needed?
¿Qué vamos a hacer ahora?
What will we do now?
Muchas de las ocasiones en la vida,
many occasions in life,
todo se derrumba.
Everything sometimes crumbles.
Todo se detiene bruscamente.
Some things are just being held back.
Y aparece la crisis.
And then here comes the crisis.
Eventos de crisis llegan a la vida de cada hijo de Dios.
Crisis come to every one of the child of God.
Y a cada iglesia de Dios.
And even to the churches as well.
Nadie está exento de esto.
Nobody is exempt from this.
Hasta el más fuerte de los hermanos.
Even the strongest brother.
La iglesia más grande.
Or the biggest church.
que esté en cualquier lugar
that is in any place
pasará por crisis.
Will have to go through crisis.
Pero en algún momento de la historia de cada hijo de Dios,
but in some moment in every person's life,
y en cada iglesia,
and in every church,
hay un registro de una hacha perdida.
There is a register of a lost axe.
Hay una hacha perdida en cada lugar de estos.
There's a lost axe in every one of these places.
Y sabe que esto sucede de varias maneras en la iglesia.
And you know that this happens in different ways in the church.
Puede pasar cuando un cristiano fuerte y fiel como Elías.
It can happen when, like a strong brother like Elijah.
Se va de la iglesia.
A prophet may be leaving the church.
O puede pasar cuando un miembro de la iglesia se aleja de Dios.
Or it can happen when a member of the church decides not to go to church anymore.
Porque quiere una casa más grande.
Because maybe he wants a bigger home.
Porque quiere un mejor empleo.
Or because he wants a better job.
O quiere más dinero.
Or because he wants more money.
O quiere un mejor carro.
Or he wants a better car.
O cosas materiales.
Or things of materialistic.
Cosas como esas pasan a los hermanos.
Things like this happen to brothers.
Cosas como esos pasan en las iglesias.
Things like this happen in churches.
Puede ocurrir cuando la iglesia se divide.
It may happen when a church is being divided.
Y cada quien se va por donde vino.
And everyone decides to go their own way.
Puede ocurrir cuando la verdad no se pasa con cuidado a la siguiente generación.
It can happen when the truth is not shared with the next generation.
O la siguiente generación no se trae consigo la verdad.
Or the next generation does not have the truth or take the truth with them.
Ocurre cuando la gente se agarra de los pelos.
It may happen when people are grabbing themselves from the hairs.
Y el chisme destruye las relaciones.
And maybe gossip destroys relationships.
Con otros hermanos.
Amongst the brothers.
O cuando hay discusión.
Or when there are discussions.
O cuando hay desunión en la iglesia.
When there is not unity in the church.
O cuando el pecado entra.
Or when sin cometh.
Y se permite que continúe sin ser reprendido.
And sin is continued without being rebuked.
Se puede perder el hacha.
You may lose the axe.
Cuando las prioridades de los miembros de la iglesia no están definidas.
When the members' priorities are not defined.
Sí, hermanos.
Yes, brothers.
Hay muchas maneras en que el hacha se pierde en las iglesias.
There are many ways that the axe is lost in the churches.
A todos nosotros en algún momento de nuestra vida.
To every one of us in our lifetime.
Se nos ha salido el hacha del cabo.
We have lost that axe from the handle.
Y nos, hermano, nos cansamos de las responsabilidades espirituales.
Brothers, and then we get tired of the responsibility.
Nos cansamos de las cosas de Dios.
The responsibilities in church.
Nos cansamos de seguir adelante.
We're tired to continue on.
Y empezamos a hacer otras cosas.
And then we start to do other things.
Oh, pero es que tenía buenas intenciones.
Oh, but then you say, but I had good intentions.
Pero me perdí así.
But I got lost that way.
Siempre se pierde el hacha.
You always lose the axe.
Cuando preferimos venir a ver a los demás.
When we don't prefer to come and be with others.
En lugar de escuchar la palabra de Dios.
Instead of coming and listening to the word of God.
En lugar de adorar a Dios.
Instead of coming and worshiping God.
Cuando preferimos a veces oír a los que otras personas dicen.
When we prefer sometimes to listen to what others are saying.
Y no oír a Dios que nos está hablando.
And not listen to God who is speaking to us.
¿Será posible, hermano, que nos cansemos de hacer el bien?
Is it possible that we're tired of doing good?
Pero por alguna razón.
For whatever reason.
El hacha está perdida.
The axe is lost.
Y siempre se necesita buscar a Dios.
But we always need to seek God.
Para ayudarnos a recuperarla.
To help us recuperate.
Porque esta hacha perdida.
Because this lost axe.
Es la que siempre nos detiene.
It's what's always holding us back.
Oscurece nuestros sueños espirituales.
Or darkens our spiritual desires.
Impide nuestras oraciones.
It doesn't let our prayers be met.
Y ahoga nuestra fe.
And sometimes it drowns our faith.
Dile al hermano que está a tu lado.
Tell the brother next to you.
Que no se te pierda el hacha.
Do not lose your axe.
Dile al hermano que no se te pierda el hacha.
Tell your brother, do not lose your axe.
Porque el hacha perdida.
Because the lost axe.
Es la que detiene la bendición.
It's what holds back that blessing.
Es la que detiene cada paso con el que estamos avanzando.
It's what detains that very step that you're trying to go forward.
Es lo que nos detiene ir. Que nuestra vida espiritual vaya creciendo.
It's what detains that our spiritual life is going forward.
Pero ¿sabes cómo una persona pierde el hacha?
But you know how that person can lose that axe?
Cuando una persona, hermanos, pierde el hacha.
When that person loses his axe.
es más sensible y más vulnerable a los ataques del enemigo.
Most vulnerable, more sensitive to the attacks of the enemy.
Es más sensible a escuchar la voz del enemigo que a escuchar la voz de Dios.
They are more sensitive to listening to the voice of the devil than to the voice of the Lord.
El desánimo llega al alma porque se pierde el hacha.
They lose their axe because they are not comforted.
Nunca vamos a poder hacer esto.
We'll never be able to do this.
Es demasiado trabajo.
Sometimes we say it's too much work.
Pero no tenemos un hacha.
But we don't have that axe.
Lo que más necesitábamos es una hacha.
What we most needed was the axe.
Y se ha perdido.
And now it's lost.
Se ha ido al fondo del río.
It's gone to the bottom of the river.
Déjame hablarte un poco de este asunto.
Let me talk to you a little bit about this.
Es muy importante.
Which is very important.
Pasa mucho en todas las iglesias.
It passes so much in churches.
Cuando, hermano, los sentimientos se hieren.
It happens so much in churches, like when your feelings are hurt.
Sabe, hermano, situaciones difíciles en la vida.
You know, brothers, that's difficult decisions in life.
Son las que usa Dios.
Are the same reasons that the Lord uses.
Para que la fe de muchos cristianos crezca.
So that the faith of us Christians can grow.
Pero sabes, nuestra manera de pensar siempre es diferente.
But you know that sometimes the way we think is very different.
Dios usa situaciones difíciles.
God uses difficult situations.
Porque nos quiere hacer crecer.
Because he wants to help us grow.
Nos quiere hacer mejores cristianos.
He wants to help us be better Christians.
Quiere pulirnos.
He wants to help us mold.
Pero nosotros pensamos diferente.
But then we think differently.
Y la Biblia dice que en Proverbios 23:6-7, porque cuál es su pensamiento en su corazón, tal es él.
Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Los sentimientos, hermano, de las personas,
the feelings of people, brothers,
son como los pensamientos que hay en su corazón.
They are like the thoughts in your heart.
Porque sabe que el mayor reto, hermano, para nuestros pensamientos,
because you know what the greatest challenge for our thoughts are,
son nuestros sentimientos,
is our feelings.
El mayor de todos los retos,
the greatest challenges,
en nuestros pensamientos,
within our thoughts,
en nuestro corazón,
in our heart,
son nuestros propios sentimientos,
our own feelings.
Óigalo bien, hermano.
Listen to this carefully, brothers.
El mayor reto de toda persona son sus sentimientos.
Are your feelings.
Nunca lastimes los sentimientos de nadie.
Never hurt other person's feelings. Forget it.
Pero hermano, cuando eres demasiado sensible,
but brother, when you are so sensitive,
puedes ser demasiado vulnerable.
You may be so vulnerable.
Eso es bíblico.
That is biblical.
Amén. Tú eres demasiado sensible.
You are so sensitive.
Vas a ser demasiado vulnerable.
You're going to be so vulnerable.
Y no digo que no seas sensible a la presencia de Dios.
And I'm not saying not to be sensitive to the presence of God.
Tienes que ser sensible a esto que sentimos.
You have to be sensitive to what we are feeling.
Pero estoy hablando de ser sensible a otras cosas.
But I'm talking about being sensitive to other things.
Mira, el apóstol Pablo le habla a unos hermanitos de sus sentimientos equivocados.
Look at Apostle Paul speaking to some brothers.
En Filipenses 3:13-18.
Philippians 3:13-18.
Y estos hermanitos tenían sus sentimientos un poco equivocados.
And these brothers, they didn't know what to do with their feelings.
Filipenses 3:13-18. Hermanos, yo mismo no pretendo haberlo ya alcanzado, pero una cosa hago, olvidando ciertamente lo que queda atrás y extendiéndome a lo que está delante.
Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling.
Prosigo a la meta, al premio del supremo llamamiento de Dios en Cristo Jesús.
I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Así que todos los que somos perfectos, esto mismo sintamos.
Let us therefore, as many be as be perfect, be thus minded.
Y si otra cosa sentís, esto también os lo revelará Dios.
And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Pero en aquello que hemos llegado, sigamos una misma regla, sintamos una misma cosa.
Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing.
Hermanos, ser imitadores de mí y mirar a los que así se conducen según el ejemplo que tenéis en nosotros.
Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example.
Porque por ahí andan muchos de los cuales os dije muchas veces y aún lo digo ahora llorando que son enemigos de la cruz de Cristo.
For many walk of whom I have told you often, now you tell even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross.
Mucha gente no le gusta sufrir.
Many people don't like to suffer.
Porque se le hieren sus sentimientos.
Because it hurts their feelings.
Pero Pablo está diciendo, no seas enemigo de la cruz de Cristo.
And Paul is saying, do not be enemy of the cross of Christ.
Eso es bíblico, amén.
That is biblical.
Hay muchos cristianos, hermanos, muy sentimentales.
There are many Christians who are very sentimental.
Muy emocionales.
Very emotional.
Muy sensibles.
Very sensitive.
Y a veces muy resentidos.
Oversensitive.
Y que se conmueven fácilmente.
And they are moved easily.
Se ofenden fácilmente.
They are offended easily.
Cuando algo malo les está pasando.
When something not well is going with them.
O cuando alguien les hace o les dice algo.
Or when somebody tells them or does something to them.
Y hermano, el cristiano tiene que aprender.
Brothers, Christians have to learn.
A ser menos sentimental.
To be less
menos resentido.
Less, not allowing that feeling.
Más espiritual.
And more spiritual.
Para llegar a ser menos vulnerable a los ataques del enemigo.
Become less vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy.
O a las ofensas de otras personas.
Or to the offenses of other people.
Mira lo que dice Mateo 15:12.
Look at what Matthew 15:12 says.
A Jesús se le ofendió muchas personas.
Many people were offended by Jesus.
Lo que él predicaba y decía.
Because what he preached and what he would say.
En mi iglesia me han dicho varias personas.
In church, many people have said.
Familias que llegan.
Families that come.
Pastor, yo voy a empezar a atender su iglesia.
Pastor, I'm going to start to attend your church.
Pero a mí no me gusta que me prediquen de esto.
But I don't like you to preach about this.
No me gusta que me predique de aquello.
I like you to preach about this.
No me gusta que me digan de esto.
I don't like you to speak about certain things.
Pero a Jesús se le ofendió la gente.
But even Jesus was offended people.
Amén. Dice entonces, se acercando sus discípulos, le dijeron, ¿sabes que los fariseos se ofendieron cuando oyeron esta palabra?
Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?
¿Sabes qué, hermano?
You know what, brother?
Como una persona se siente.
Just like a person feels.
A veces por su apariencia.
Sometimes because of their appearance.
Por sus circunstancias.
Because of their circumstance.
Y por su suerte en la vida.
And maybe because what's going on in their life.
Eso determinará lo que va a suceder con él o con ella al final.
That is what's going to determine what is going to happen in the end.
Si usted, hermano, está dispuesto a cambiar su manera de pensar,
so brother, if you are willing to change the way you think,
usted puede cambiar sus sentimientos.
Then you can change your feelings.
Y si usted cambia sus sentimientos,
and if you change your feelings,
puede cambiar sus acciones.
Then you can change your actions.
Y si usted cambia sus acciones,
and if you change your actions,
puede cambiar su vida.
You can change your life.
Amén.
Aleluya.
¿Desde cuándo se le perdió el hacha?
So since when did you lose that axe?
¿Desde cuándo se nos perdió esa hacha?
Since when did we lose that axe?
¿Sabe, hermano, que la habilidad es más efectiva que la fuerza bruta?
You know, brother, that the ability is a lot stronger than your own strength?
Habilidad es más efectiva que la fuerza bruta.
Your ability is a lot stronger than?
Que la fuerza bruta.
Than brute force.
Pero sabes, hermano, que hay ocasiones.
But you know something, brother, that in occasions.
En que nosotros, los hijos de Dios.
That us, the children of God.
Mostramos más fuerza bruta.
Sometimes we show more brutal force.
Que habilidad.
Than abilities.
Amén. Nosotros lo hacemos también.
We do it as well.
Se pierde, hermano, el hacha del cabo.
You lose that axe from the handle.
Y seguimos golpeando con la fuerza bruta.
And yet we're still hurting with the handle.
Queremos tumbar el árbol con el cabo del hacha.
We want to break that tree or bring it down with the handle itself.
Porque a veces confiamos más en la carne.
Because sometimes we trust more in
confiamos
our flesh.
Más en la sabiduría humana.
We trust more in our own wisdom or
o
human
confiamos
wisdom.
Más en nuestro corazón.
Or we trust more in our own heart.
Y no dejamos que Dios trabaje en medio de los problemas.
And we don't allow God to work in the middle of that situation.
Pero recuerda una cosa.
But remember something.
Dios le predica al pueblo de Israel a través del profeta Jeremías.
God is preaching to the people.
a través
through
de Jeremías
the prophet Jeremiah.
Y le dice en Jeremías 17:9,
and he says this in Jeremiah 17:9,
que el corazón es muy engañoso.
He says the heart is deceitful above all things,
más que todas las cosas,
above all things,
y es perverso,
and desperately wicked.
¿Quién lo conocerá?
Who can know it?
Hoy hay un mensaje allá afuera,
that message out there.
Hay un mensaje en las iglesias que dice,
there is a message out there in other churches that says,
haz lo que te diga tu corazón.
Do what your heart tells you.
Este es un mensaje de Satanás.
That is a message of Satan.
Los sentimientos son un mensaje de Satanás.
Because your feelings are a message from Satan.
La obediencia es un mensaje de Dios.
But obedience is a message from God.
No hagas lo que tus sentimientos te
so
dicen.
So don't do always what your feelings tell
haz
you.
Haz lo que Dios te está diciendo.
You need to do what God is telling you to do. Gracias, Señor.
Hay momentos en que los miembros de las iglesias,
there are moments until the members of the church,
estamos atrapados en nuestros propios sentimientos.
We're trapped in our own feelings.
Y Dios está ausente.
And then God is even absent.
Y nos olvidamos, hermano, de cómo nos hace falta Dios.
And then we forget how much we need God.
Sustituimos el hacha perdida.
We substitute that lost axe
por nuestros sentimientos.
By our own feelings.
Sustituimos el hacha perdida.
We substitute that lost axe
con nuestros sentimientos.
With our feelings.
Pero no hay sustitutos,
but there are no substitutes,
para una iglesia en obediencia,
for a church who is in obedience,
para una iglesia enamorada de Dios,
for a church that is in love with the Lord.
No hay sustitutos, hermano, para muchas cosas en la iglesia.
There are not many substitutes for many things in church.
Y una de esas cosas es la oración.
And one of those things is prayer.
Una de esas cosas es el arrepentimiento.
One of those things is repentance.
Otra de esas cosas es el bautismo en agua en el
another
nombre
one of those
de Jesús.
Things is baptism in the name of Jesus.
No hay sustitutos
there are
para
no
esas cosas.
For those things.
No hay sustituto para el Espíritu Santo.
There are no substitutes for the Holy Spirit.
No hay sustitutos para la adoración.
There are no substitute for worship.
¿Cuántos sintieron la presencia de Dios tan hermosa?
How many of you felt the presence of God today?
No hay sustitutos
there
para
are no
eso.
Substitutes for that.
No hay sustitutos para el grupo de jóvenes.
There are no substitute for the young people.
No hay sustitutos para el ayuno.
There are no substitute for fasting.
No hay sustitutos para la palabra de Dios.
And there are no substitute for the word of God.
No hay sustitutos para el avivamiento.
No substitutes for revival.
Y no hay sustitutos para la reunión con otros hermanos.
And no substitute for people getting together.
No hay sustitutos para esto que estamos
for
haciendo
fellowship.
Hoy.
There is no substitute for what we're doing today, right now.
Y no hay sustitutos para la santidad.
And there's no substitutes for holiness.
Porque sin ella,
because without it,
nadie verá al Señor.
No one shall see the Lord. Hallelujah.
Tal vez alguien diga, es que no la perdí al propósito.
Maybe somebody will say, well, I didn't lose it on purpose.
Se nos cayó de la mano.
It fell from my hand.
Se salió del cabo el hacha.
It just fell off the handle.
No la hicimos al propósito.
We didn't do it on purpose.
Sabe que la gente no pierde al propósito sus mayores propósitos.
You know that people don't lose their greatest reasons.
La gente no pierde al propósito.
They don't lose their purposes.
Al propósito.
On purpose.
Amén. Es algo en español, no sé si se pueda traducir en inglés.
Yeah, that one's good.
Pero hermano, sí se pierden.
But brothers, it does get lost.
Cuando se pierde el hacha.
When you lose your axe.
La cosa más valiosa, hermano, para estos jóvenes.
So the thing that was so valuable for these young people.
A punto de construir su casa más grande.
When they were about to construct their home bigger.
Era el hacha.
It was the axe.
Y se les perdió.
And they lost it.
Se les cayó.
It fell.
Y casi siempre es así.
And most of the time it is like that.
El hermanito empezó bien.
The brother, he started off well.
Orando, viniendo a la iglesia.
He was praying and coming to church.
Amen. Fielmente escuchando la palabra.
He was faithfully here and listening
él
to the word.
Él estaba ahí en todos los servicios.
He was there in all the services.
Pero míralo ahora.
But look at him now.
Ni siquiera sabemos de él.
And we don't even know sometimes
¿qué estará pasando
about him?
Con
what
él,
is happening with him?
La familia empezó bien.
The family started well.
Pero míralos ahora.
But look at them now.
El trabajo empezó bien.
The job was well.
Pero ahora no tengo tiempo para
and now
Dios.
I don't have time for God.
Los jóvenes de esta historia, hermanos,
the young people of this story, brothers,
estaban en camino de hacer algo bueno e importante.
They were on their way to do something good and important.
Pero en el proceso de todo,
but in the process of everything,
perdieron lo que más necesitaban.
They lost what they mostly needed.
Perdieron lo que más necesitaban.
They lost what they mostly needed.
Muchas de las ocasiones así pasa.
And many occasions that's what happens.
Yo quiero invitarte a ponerte de pie.
I want to invite you to stand up.
Voy a concluir con estas palabras.
I want you to conclude with these very words.
¿Sabes que la gran mayoría de los cristianos en las iglesias?
You want to know something? The majority of Christians in churches
que pierden el hacha,
that lose the axe,
no lo hacen al propósito.
They don't do it on purpose.
Ni con malas intenciones.
Or with bad intentions.
Simplemente pasa de esa manera.
It just happens that way.
Sucede mientras estaban tratando de hacer lo mejor.
It happens as they were trying to do their best.
Con esa situación que se les había presentado.
With that situation that was presented before them.
O tal vez el diablo les lanzó unos dardos de fuego.
Or maybe the devil set them some darts of fire.
Y no tenían el escudo de la fe para pararlo.
And they didn't have faith enough to hold them back.
No tenían el hacha en el cabo. Efesios 6:16 dice esto.
Ephesians 6:16 says this.
Dice, sobre todo, toma el escudo de la fe con que podáis apagar todos los dardos de fuego del maligno.
It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Hermanos, la vida es así todo el tiempo.
Brothers and sisters, life is like that.
La mayoría de los cristianos no decidimos tirar la toalla.
Mostly Christians desire not to throw in the towel.
Eso pasa a través del curso de la vida.
It passes through the time of life.
A través de las batallas que luchamos.
Through battles and challenges that we have to go through.
Y las cargas que nos pesan tanto.
And things that weigh us down.
Y nos roban nuestra alegría.
And then they steal our joy.
Pero hermano, la tenemos que recuperar otra vez.
But brothers and sisters, we need to get it back.
Ciertamente hay algunas cosas perdidas
there are just some things that are lost
de nuestras vidas
in our life
que nunca vamos a recuperar
that we might never be able to get back.
Pero la cabeza del hacha que estaba en el fondo del río
but the head of the axe that was at the bottom of the river
sí se puede recuperar.
It can recuperate.
Pero solo se puede recuperar donde but se perdió.
Only you can get it back where you lost it.
Solo se puede recuperar donde la perdiste.
You can only get it back where you lost it.
Y por esa razón, hermano, vas a tener que venir a la casa de Dios.
And for that reason, you need to be and come to the house of God.
Vas a tener que venir a la casa de Dios.
You need to come to the house of the Lord.
Y vas a tener que buscar al siervo de Dios.
You're going to have to come and seek your pastor, the servant of God.
Y vas a tener que ser obediente a lo que Dios te diga
and
que hagas.
You have to be obedient to what the Lord is asking you to
para
do.
Para que puedas recuperar el hacha.
So you can recuperate that axe.
Así que hermanos, si has perdido algo.
So brothers and sisters, if you have lost something.
Con el paso del tiempo.
With time.
Tienes que volver a Dios.
Then you need to come back to God.
Para que lo puedas recuperar.
So you may get it again, have it again.
Que no se te pierda el hacha.
Do not lose the axe.
Porque hermano, con algunas cosas perdidas.
Because brothers and sisters, with some things that are lost.
También se puede perder el alma.
You can also lose your soul.
Cuando se pierde el hacha,
when you lose the axe,
podrías perder también el alma.
You might as also be able to lose your soul.
Mateo 18:11 dice esto.
Matthew 18:11 says this.
El Hijo del Hombre ha venido a salvar, a buscar y a salvar lo que se había perdido.
It says, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
Cualquier cosa que hayas perdido, hermano, hermano.
Anything that you have lost, brothers and sisters.
Y que es digna de recuperar.
And it is worthy to get it back.
Aquí hay un altar.
There is an altar here today.
Aquí hay un lugar.
There is a place here today.
Donde lo puedes recuperar.
Where you may recuperate it. Where you may get it back.
Y esto es en la presencia de Dios.
And that is in the presence of our God.
Vamos a venir al altar en este momento.
So why not we come to this altar today?
Vamos a ser ministrados en la presencia de Dios.
Why not be ministered by the presence of the Lord?
¿Qué es lo que has perdido,
what
hermano,
is it that
hermano?
You have lost, brother and sister?
Que tiene un valor muy grande.
That has such a great value.
Tiene que ser algo espiritual.
It's got to be something spiritual.
Ah, esa llama que sentías cuando por primera vez conociste a Dios.
That fire that you felt when you first met the Lord.
Pero ya no está ardiendo igualmente.
But it's not on fire as it was before.
Ese don, ese talento, esa
that
habilidad
gift, that talent, or that ability
que recibiste con la imposición de manos.
That you received when they put hands on you.
Pero poco a poco dejaste de usarlo.
But little a little you started using it less.
Está apagado, está detenido.
It's being held back.
Pero hay que recuperarlo.
But we need to get it back.
En el lugar donde lo perdiste.
In this place where you lost it.
Aleluya, venimos a ti, Cristo, esta tarde.
Aleluya, we come to you, Lord Jesus.
Ven, hermano, a recuperar lo que has
Hallelujah.
Perdido.
We have come to recuperate, God. Hallelujah.
Aleluya, te alabamos, Jesús.
Oh, we praise you, we praise you.
Aleluya, vamos a orar en este lugar, hermano, hermano.
Oh, let's pray in this place today. Oh, gracias, Jesús.
Solo la sangre de Jesús.
Only the blood of Jesus.
Puede limpiarnos.
Can cleanse us.
Puede lavarnos.
Can wash us.
Puede perdonarnos.
Can forgive us.
Puede santificar nuestras almas.
Can make us holy. Hallelujah.
Puede ayudarnos.
Can help us.
A llegar a ese lugar.
To come to that place.
Donde hemos deseado con nuestra alma todo este tiempo.
Where our soul has desired to be all this time.
O vamos a pedirle a Dios que ministre nuestros corazones.
So we're going to ask the Lord to minister to our hearts.
Vamos a pedirle a nuestros ministros que empiecen a ministrar las almas aquí en el altar
también.
We can
have ministers pray for the people that are here in the altar.
Vamos a orar, hermano.
Oh,
vamos
hallelujah.
A ungir a nuestros hermanos, hermanas.
Oh, gracias, Señor. Thank you, Jesus.
Dios quiere hacer cosas grandes y maravillosas.
Oh, God wants to do great and marvelous things.
Él quiere devolverte lo que
He wants to give it back to you.
El enemigo
hallelujah.
Tal vez te ha arrebatado.
The enemy maybe has stolen from you.
Él quiere devolverte algo que se te ha perdido.
He wants to give you back what you have lost.
Entraste tal vez a este lugar con algo perdido.
You came maybe into this place with something that was lost.
Pero no te puedes ir así.
And you cannot leave the same way.
Lo puedes recuperar en la presencia de Dios.
You can get it back in the presence of the Almighty Lord.
Por la imposición de manos del ministerio.
With people praying over you.
Por el derramamiento del Espíritu Santo.
The outpouring of His Spirit.
Por un toque con la mano de Dios.
And everything with the hand of the Lord.
Vamos a orar en este lugar,
oh,
hermanos.
We pray in this
Aleluya,
place,
te alabamos, Jesús.
Hallelujah, we give you glory, we give
te alabamos,
you praise,
Jesús,
Lord.
Te adoramos, Señor,
Hallelujah,
en este lugar.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Señor, te necesitamos, Señor, te necesitamos, Señor.
Oh, we need you, Lord, we need you, Lord.
Oh, Señor, hemos perdido muchas cosas.
We have lost many things, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, las necesitamos nuevamente,
oh,
Jesús.
Oh, those needs, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Señor, queremos tenerlas nuevamente, Señor.
Hallelujah.
Oh Señor, allí se cayó en ese lugar, Padre. Oh Señor amado, pero solo un milagro me la puede devolver. Oh Padre Santo, y eso solo viene de tu mano, Dios. Oh Señor, quiero recuperarla. Oh Señor amado, es un talento, Señor, es un don, es una habilidad, Señor Santo. Es eso que tú nos diste, Señor amado. Oh, empieza a buscarlo, hermano. Empieza a buscarlo. Empieza a orar. Empieza a rogarle al Señor. Sigue clamando, Señor. Sigue buscando la presencia de Dios. Él está aquí, hermano, para ayudarte a recuperar lo que has perdido. Oh, Señor Santo Jesús. Oh, Jesús, Jesús, Jesús. Oh, aleluya, 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 aleluya. Oh, Señor, Señor, Señor.
Aleluya. Aleluya. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe you are wondering, what is the axe head in your life? Maybe you feel like you don't have the tools to be successful, to overcome sin, to overcome addiction, to overcome whatever issues you're dealing with. Praise God. God wants to give you the power. The Bible says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost Ghost has come upon you. If you want to have the power to live for God, the power to live above sin, to live above addiction, that's the axe head that God wants to put in your hands, so that's the tool you need to live the life that prepares you for heaven. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost. You can be baptized in Jesus' name and have your sins washed away tonight. Praise God. God wants to give you the power, wants to give you the tools you need to live a successful Christian life. If you will come and ask, God will give it to you. If you will come and pray, you can be baptized in Jesus' name. You can start a new life in Jesus. Won't you come? If you're not sure how to pray or how to go about it, go ahead and ask someone. We'll be glad to pray with you.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is power.
Praise God. God's empowering people here at this altar. God's renewing lives here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come and start a new life in Jesus.
To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain.
thank everyone for being here tonight. Gracias a todos por venir esta noche. Sigue a orar. Continue to pray. Hallelujah. El Espíritu Santo todavía está moviendo. The Holy Spirit is still moving. Hallelujah. Todavía puede recibir una palabra de Dios. You can still receive a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Todavía puede recibir poder de su presencia. You can still receive power from His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Antes que sale, por favor, habla con el Señor porque Él quiere hablar contigo. Before you leave, make sure you talk to Jesus because He wants to talk to you. Hallelujah. Talk to Him. Habla con Él.